What's going on, guys, and welcome to another episode of Go All Out Radio or podcast or whatever you want to call it. As you may know from the last episode, this podcast is just about me spitting some shit, usually going to be about experiences I have running my business, experiences I have going through stuff like 75 Hard that you would have heard in the last episode. If you haven't heard that, go back and watch it. Don't be a dog. But today I'm going to talk about experiences I've had with how I feel about when clients leave or members leave or stuff happens in your business, and people's like emotional reaction, my emotional reaction, and the differences in these reactions and like what you've been doing that kind of like will exasperate that or make it feel worse. So I've had these experiences a number of times. It comes in like ebbs and flows, peaks and troughs. It's like, and the common factor is usually about the work you're putting in and how honest you're being about that. Just for example, obviously I don't have to name names because this is all on me. If clients leave, and most of the time I haven't had someone leave because they're not like, they're like, oh, I hate your space or whatever. A lot of the time, like, people leave, they might go, I want to do more specific CrossFit and I want to do specific powerlifting, or I want to whatever it is, or I'm moving out of the area, or I want to do boxing. I've got multiple people that have left and they're like, hey, like, I love the programming, so I'm going to stay on the programming. And then that's always good as well. But definitely when they do leave, you're going to take it more personally if you haven't been putting in the work. And what I mean by that is that if you feel like you're not saving your money, you're not advertising, you're not actively trying to get people in the gym, and then people leave, or you haven't been putting the work into your programming like you should, or you haven't been present in the gym, or like treating your clients in the right way, and then they leave and you get emotional about that, like cut at them because they want to try something different because you're not providing them with the service that they want. Most of the time, if you feel that way, you need to look back at yourself and be like, have you just been neglecting your clients? Have you been not putting it, like, have you not been advertising? Did you get to your goal of 50 members and be like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, how cool is this? I'm just gonna stay on that now. I'm just gonna like stop advertising the gym, stop promoting it, stop putting the work into it. Next minute you lost 7 clients and you're down, and now you're living a life of 50 clients and now you're doing your ass because of that. And I find most of the time, if I ever do have that emotional reaction, in the moment, you might be like, oh, fuck, like, why are they leaving? I feel like I've put in everything, whatever. And when you look back at it, you stop doing the things that actually got those clients there in the first place. And that's only if you're being honest with yourself. Like, there's a lot of the times that I hear, I just had a story recently in the gym where two of my clients didn't leave to come here, but like when they were living somewhere else, they left a CrossFit gym and they just felt like completely neglected. They got like segregated into like a beginner's group that like didn't get to use barbells and all that kind of stuff. And when they left, the guy got cut, and it's like, even if he just asked, hey, could I just like have some feedback? Like, I'm like devastated that you guys are leaving. Like, what could I, like, what is it? And when they give the feedback, you just got to be at as least amount emotional as you can about the situation. Because they might be like, oh, dude, like, you suck as a coach. It's like, oh, like, what about me as a coach? It's like, let them tell you, and then without an ego, just be like, oh, fuck, I must have done that. Like, whatever. And yeah, there's going to be situations where people might feel entitled to your time more than other people in the gym for some reason. Like, I've definitely had experiences with that, whether like you might have PTs that like come in and then you might be interacting with clients a little bit more, or hanging back with clients a little bit more, after sessions, and that results in them coming in and seeing you, like, talk to those people, laughing with those people, and those people are like, why are you like that with them, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, it can happen. So sometimes, like, it's not always your fault. It might just be their ego, to be honest. But I definitely, to wrap this up, I would definitely say that even in times that I have lost members and it wasn't the best time that I lost, like, wasn't good timing, but I was, like, putting in actively to get new members. I was posting advertisements every day. I was in conversations with new clients to come over. I was promoting my online business. I was trying to get trainers in the gym to pay rent, like, whatever. It's I felt like it was okay for me to be like, hey, like, why are you leaving? Oh yeah, like, I just want to try boxing, and they've already got a gym there, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay, cool. And I was putting in the work, and it didn't feel anywhere near like it did in the past. I didn't feel frustrated. I didn't feel angry at them. I wasn't blaming them. It's like, they just want to go somewhere else. You can't blame them for wanting to try something new. So I feel like this happens in life too. Like, things come up, like, you want to, for example, pay for car rego, and fucking hell, like, car rego always comes around at the wrong time, blah, blah, blah. And you know that, like, you had been going to the pub too much and, like, drinking and gambling or whatever, and spending money on some dumb shit. And then this stuff comes around where you have to, like, fork out some money. And it's like, why didn't I just put away the $600, $700 that was, like that I need every year? Why does this always come around and bite me on the ass? And you can look at that the same way. You didn't put in the work at the time. And then when that comes around, it's more of an effect. But if you're like, oh, like, look, yeah, I was putting away $20 a week. So now I have $580 there, and now I only have to pay another $120 instead of, like, $700 that I don't have at the moment. So that's actually an analogy that I just, like, came up with, like, off the top of my head there. And I think it sits very well in this situation. If you're a trainer out there and you're listening to this, then yeah, just make sure you're always putting in the work. Otherwise, you're going to emotionally be affected when people decide to leave. I am a little bit more self-aware now, so I do not find myself getting cut about people leaving, especially if they have been, like, at the gym for quite a while. And you can look and you'll be like, fuck, they were there through the transition of, like, outdoor training to my other gym to now All Out facility. And they help during that time. And if they want to leave, they want to leave. If they're not motivated at that time, can you get them to stay? Hey, like, what can I do to get you to stay? I know, like, you might not have been using the gym as much, blah, blah, blah. And then they might be like, hey, like, I just maybe want to visit casually, and you might not have that in place yet. And then maybe you decide that, hey, like, look, I want to keep this person on. So then you develop a casual rate, and that might get other people in. So yeah, just to wrap that up, guys, just make sure you're doing the work in the moment and putting in the work all the time. Yeah, you're gonna have slip ups, whatever. That's when you know you're gonna be feeling emotional about the thing that happened. But if you're constantly got your head down and know the work's happening, realize these things are gonna happen, churn's gonna happen, no matter what. Sometimes it's out of your control, but yeah, just make sure you're putting in the work. So then when someone leaves or something doesn't go quite to plan, you can be like, well, you know what? I've been putting in the work, and that's all I could be doing. But if you're putting in 20% and shit goes wrong, it's going to be a bit more of a shock, and you're not going to have a battle plan to come back to and, know that, like, you can feel okay in yourself for that person leaving, because you know you're putting in the work and you can get that result again. So hope you liked that episode, guys. I'm trying to keep these all under 10 minutes. If you don't yet, make sure you've subscribed to the podcast, follow the Instagram page, and thanks for listening.